Recording.
Robert, and there is no Frank, but we have RJ to keep command of everything, and we actually have a special guest today who's been here a couple different times, Carl from KB Backcountry Charters. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. How about you, RJ?
I'm here, and I'm happy we're here. No Frank, though. That's a bummer.
Frank had some other stuff that he was doing, unfortunately, and, you know, it had to be pretty important for him not to be here because he likes to be in control of this stuff.
That's right. That's right. And he left the three of us to do it. Boy, is he in trouble now.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see how this turns out at the end.
Please don't call this station if we screw up here, please.
Exactly. You know, but, you know, there's been a lot of really cool things and weird things going on out there. And I mean, obviously, you know, at the forefront is the virus going around with everyone's a little bit of concern of, is it going to happen? And are we ever going to reopen to our normal hours? Where can I go fishing? You know, there's a lot of weird and sometimes frustrating unanswered questions out there. You know?
Well, one of the questions that you just asked does get answered. Charlotte County's opened their beaches with no restrictions tomorrow, Friday.
Is that what they're doing?
That's right. Sarasota County is opening their beaches with restrictions. And, you know, it's the physical distancing stuff that they're talking about. None of the beaches will have any facilities available, so no bathrooms, no hot dog stands or anything like that.
Right.
But you'll be able to go out onto the beach starting tomorrow.
Okay.
And again, you know, stay safe. Don't go out there and be wild and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's the thing that people got to realize, you know, and nothing against you, but you can't graduate 50,000 lawyers a year from the bar and not expect people to be concerned and protective, you know, and that's why the county's closed down a lot of these places with their facilities, whether it's the fishing pier or the grills or any of that stuff. Because they're concerned about your safety, but the reality is they're concerned about their own safety, which is their pocketbook.
Well, that's very true. And I think there was a lot of information in the beginning that we didn't have. You know, what are the hot spots? What are the main ways that this virus is going to transmit? And it's pretty clear when we're close to each other, you know, we're hanging out in groups and we're yelling and screaming and jumping around. Those are the places that you're mainly going to get transmission. And so there's some simple things to do. You know, wear a surgical mask. It helps. And it also helps the person next to you in case you happen to have it and you're asymptomatic. So I think it's important that we do all that. But I think the counties are learning, you know, what can we do? How can we get people back out there and still stay safe? And, you know, the jury's out on all of this still. But yeah. I think it's a good first step is, yeah, the beach is open. But that doesn't mean you go in large groups and you lay things out on the sand and you do all the rest of that stuff. You're just going to need to stay apart. Go enjoy the fresh air. You know?
Yeah, utilize what's out there, but, you know, use a great deal of common sense with it. It's a huge part of it.
And I think part of it, too, is people were thinking, well, you know, when the restrictions are lifted, we can go out and live life the way we normally can. It's going to be a long time before we get to that point.
Absolutely.
You need to go out there and understand that this is still a dangerous time.
Yeah.
And that this is a very highly contagious virus that makes you really sick. It's not a flu. It's something else entirely. It's doing horrible things to people's bodies. And so you have to be aware. It'd be like, all right, they open up the beaches, but there's hordes of coyotes that are running up and down the beach. You know, you take precautions to not to be eaten by the coyotes. And It's the same thing with the virus.
Absolutely.
So, but get out there now and go enjoy. It helps to break the cabin fever. Do a little fishing. Do a little walking on the beach. Pick up some shells. Look at all the new turtle nests. There's a whole lot of turtle nests I'm hearing that are coming in. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they're starting to show up in pretty good numbers, which is normal for this time of year. Usually late April, all of May is the main turtle nesting season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the cool part is a lot of people haven't fished the beaches at all. You know, for what, 3 weeks now?
That's right.
So you might find that there's some pretty darn good fishing out there right now, and there has been for a lot of the people who are fishing from boats.